Hello.
Hello, my name is Shawnee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
You know, I got this, it was online, and you were supposed to, you know, you get these Tefal pans from Walmart, you know, because I had won something. And so I sent you all my information. And I sent you the shipping and handling. That was the only charge that was supposed to happen. And I never received anything from you.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
72764.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
My name is Helen Schlegel.
Okay, allow me a brief moment to search for your account, please. Okay, so I'm not finding your account by your zip code. Could you spell your first and last name for me?
No, I can't. I want you to look up the zip code. It's 72764.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not locating your account by your zip code. Could you please spell your first and last name?
It's Helen Schlegel.
Could you spell it for me?
No. It's H-E-L-E-N S-C-H-L-E-G-E-L. The only thing I feel like is that I'm providing you more information so you can sell it to whatever scammers.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're only providing me with your first and last name and your zip code. So I can pull up your account. So I can pull up your account to better assist you.
I don't think you can assist me. I think this is a scam.
Well, no, ma'am, it's not. We are a third-party call center that handles many different products. So in order for me to better assist you, I would have to actually pull up your account. So right now, we're in the process of searching for your account.
Uh-huh. And you don't know how to look up the zip code. 727.
Yes, ma'am, I have your zip code. But I also need your name to be attached to that zip code. So I'm looking for your account. Please allow me just a brief moment, please. Thank you for holding. So I did locate an account for you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
No, I can't, because I'm not going to give you my address so that you can do another scam, okay?
I'm sorry, ma'am. This
is a scam.
I'm sorry, ma'am. This is not a scam, and there is no way for me to assist you if you don't verify your account.
240 Manor Loop.
Okay, so please allow me just a brief moment to pull up your account.
And type it in so you can make sure that you sell it to 5,000 other people that will try to pull a scam.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We can't do that.
So you're a second party. Do you have a company that you deal with that's called like Trendy, I guess, P-R-O-D, Trendy something?
Well, I'm not sure. We handle many different products. Well, just a moment so I can pull up your account so I can give you that information, please.
What is your company's name and where are you located?
We are a third-party call center that handles many different products.
And what's your third-party call center's name?
It's just we are a third-party call center.
That's not... No. Tell me your name and spell it for me. You have to do that. I want to know the name of this of your company that you work for.
Yes, ma'am, and I just told you we are a third party call center that handles many different products.
And that's not a name, and I'm a woman. How's that? So that's what you're saying. You know, instead of asking for me to spell my name for you, and give you my
yes, ma'am.
Address.
I had to locate your account, so I did need you to spell your name so I can type it in correctly.
I have to know who I'm talking to. That this is a real deal. That you're not just some scammer. So I want the name of your employer, the name of your company, and I want you to spell it for me.
Yes, ma'am. So once again, we are a third party call center that handles many different products.
That's the name of your
so
company,
if you place
you know,
the Yes, ma'am.
I should have just told you. No, I'm going to turn you into the police, okay? And I'm going to turn you into Walmart if you don't tell me where my Keithel pants are and what the name of this company is.
Okay, so I did pull up your account where on October 1st you placed the order for the cookware. And you paid for shipping and handling, which was $5.74.
And why haven't I received anything?
Okay, so upon placing that order for the cookware, you signed into a sweepstakes. So it was a chance to win.
So I paid $5.74 for a chance to win something, and I didn't get anything?
Yes, ma'am. It's not showing me where you won that product. But this is
It wasn't a sweepstakes. It didn't mention a sweepstakes. This is a scam.
So let me pull up the link that's attached to the
I took screenshots of it, sweetheart. Okay, so I've got all of the proof I need to turn this company over to Walmart lawyers. I happen to live about 20 miles away from the headquarters of Walmart. It's not hard for me to do it all, okay?
Yes,
and I
want
to know, so yeah, it was not, I want you to send me where this was a sweepstakes that I paid $5.74 in shipping and handling, okay? So where did my $5, you know, how, boy, that's an expensive piece of paper to charge $5.74 for a piece of paper to tell me I didn't win a sweepstakes. This is a scam is what this is. And the people that you're working for are scammers.
Okay, so you signed up.
I want to know the name of the call center and the name of the people that held this, that set up this sweepstakes scam, so I can report them to a local law enforcement, and they will be penalized for they can't do this. They can't just do this and not give anything. But they do, and this is how it perpetuates itself. So I want to know the name of the company that was hosting this sweepstakes.
Okay, so it would be wherever you signed up for to win the cookware. It's also stated in the terms and conditions.
You have all the information there in front of you because you told me, you knew the date. You knew what the items that I was supposed to be sent if when I paid my shipping and handling, I got nothing. And so you have all of that information in front of you. You know what your work, what this is a con, and I don't like being conned. And so I'm not going after you personally. I haven't asked for what your name is.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but it was also stated in the terms and conditions.
No, this is not okay.
It was also stated in the terms and conditions upon signing up that you had a certain amount of...
I want you to email me those terms and conditions.
I'm sorry, ma'am, I'm unable to do that.
I pay for shipping and handling to enter a sweepstakes. Yeah, that's what the terms and conditions say.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand your frustration,
the person that goes to jail? I'm trying to get you guys, and you want to be the person that Walmart doesn't want to accept any of your purchases? You sent this out as it was like something that, actually, I think what it says is I had won this already from Walmart. So you're lying. You're saying that Walmart, that's what it was. It was like you have won these pots and pans from Walmart. So I guess, and all I had to do was pay the shipping and handling. This was a sweepstakes to see if I would win something from Walmart. I have that. I have the thing that it was from Walmart. I had won this, and all I had to do was pay the shipping and handling. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people you collect $5.74 from, but I also know that if you have a sweepstakes, people are entitled to know the winner of that sweepstakes. So I want you to give me the name and address of the person that won the sweepstakes. And I want you to give me the company that was sponsoring the sweepstakes. Was it, like Publishers Clearing House or something like that? I have no idea. So I want you to give me their name, and I want you to give me their address, and what their zip code is, because what you've done is you're participating in a scam, and Walmart's not going to be happy to learn that you're using their name in a scam. So I want you to tell me your name, tell me the company that you work for, tell me the other company that is doing this illegal sweepstakes, and I want you to give me their address.
Okay.
I don't know if you realize what these people are doing. It just sounds like a real simple thing, and you just tell people, well, they didn't win the sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am. So upon signing up for that, the terms and conditions stated you had a certain amount of time to call in and cancel after not receiving those products, to call in and cancel. And if you don't call in and cancel, you'd be billed for it in full. I'm not showing where you were billed for it, but what I can do for you is I can go ahead and cancel out this account. That way you won't receive any future charges.
Okay, yes. Make them tell them to send me future charges. Yeah, of things that I own for a sweepstakes that I entered for a non-existent set of pots and pans. Yeah, right. Yeah, just have them do that. Make sure that they give me their address. Okay, anything I have gotten. I mean, there's no address. There's no name of the company. I fell for this, and I'm sure hundreds of other people fall for this, and I'm going to report you to Walmart. They're going
okay,
to be calling.
So,
is this your phone number that
yes,
you,
ma'am,
that you 855-440-2457, is that your home number or is that the company phone number?
I'm sorry? Okay, so it's not a scam because it was stated in the terms and conditions upon signing up for it. So what I'm going to do is just go ahead and cancel out this account for you. That way you won't receive any future charges. As far as those charges go of the $5.74 upon signing up for that cookware, it was a chance to win that. So, and you wasn't charged any future charges. So I'm going
to
cancel this for you.
They're No, you're going to erase my name. You're going to take my name out of that database. You're going to take my address. You're going to erase all the information, not just call this off. You're going to erase my name and all of my personal information that I provided to this scam organization this is what it is it's a scam. And nobody wins the sweepstakes because they're liars.
Okay,
And I also want you to show me where I accepted their terms and conditions.
So you have to actually refer back to that website where you did sign up for the cookware
Contact them. There is no way to contact them. I have looked on there. There is no way to contact them.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're speaking with the customer service.
Well, you know the company that did the sweepstakes, so I want you to give me their name.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm unable to give you that.
If I go back to the original thing, you're going to notice that the company didn't list their name and they didn't list their address, and I don't have a phone number for them. The only phone number I have is listed on the charge for my $5.74 for the shipping and handling. I don't know who this is. I think it's a non-existent company. I think this is a sham.
No, ma'am, it's not. But I can definitely provide you with that cancellation number because I did go ahead and cancel out your account. Would you like that cancellation number?
No, I don't want that cancellation number. I want you to mail me my money back.
Okay, so due to those terms and conditions, those charges are valid.
Yeah, I want you to show me where I signed and agreed to those terms and conditions. There was no little box to check or something like that ever.
Back to that page where you signed up for the cookware. But please allow me just a brief moment, please. I'm still here. Please allow me just another moment. Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so I went ahead and refunded you back the $5.74. Please allow it to take up to 3 to 5 business days for it to show back on your account. Your account is canceled, so you shouldn't receive any future charges. Is there anything else that I can help you with on today?
You need to find a job where you're not working for scams. These people are scams, and they're putting what they're doing is illegal. And I want to know who, I guess it's Trendy Products. Is that the name of the company that is sponsoring this quote unquote sweepstakes?
I'm sorry?
I know you know the client's. I know you know your client's name. And on the statement that I got when they took out the $5.74, it says Trendy. I guess it's an abbreviation for products. So Trendy Products is a criminal corporation that you're working, that is one of your clients, one of your call center's clients, okay? And I would suggest that you discontinue serving them. Whose number is 855?
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. Is there anything else that I can help you with on today? I did cancel out your account and also refunded you back.
Okay. All right. I hope you don't go to jail. Bye-bye.
Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a wonderful day.